Oklahoma counts on 1000 KTOK. News when it happens. We are 1000 KTOK. Depend on it.
The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Are you a senior citizen, or is there a senior in your life? Are you wanting to make sure you don't outlive your money or end up at the mercy of the state or some unfeeling caretaker? Do you have questions about long-term care, investments, Medicare, Medicaid, residential options, how to give to those you love without giving up control of your estate? Welcome to Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. It's all about preserving your health, your wealth, and your freedom to live your life your way. Stand by for your chance to call with your questions. Now, here's the host of Well Preserved, Eunice Corey.
This is Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. I am your host, Eunice. Good morning. We've got an interesting program today for folks. Had something happen to one of my clients here a couple of months ago. And you need to stay tuned. If you'd like to keep your home and you don't want to lose it, you really need to stay tuned. So this does seem to be happening to seniors in our area. As always on Well Preserved, we do the Well Preserved salute every Saturday. Geneva Johnson Hudson was born October the 22nd, 1920. She grew up in rural Oklahoma, one of eight children. She attended public schools in Putnam City. Later, she married Grant Hudson in 1942, and she was very proud that her only son served in the U.S. military. She is a retired public school teacher, having taught in Edmond Public Schools for some 16 years. Among her many accomplishments and honors are, she was awarded the Oklahoma Council for Social Studies Teacher of the Year. Also, the Oklahoma University and Oklahoma Bar Association Exceptional Service Award. She also received the Edmond Mayor Appreciation for Volunteer Community Service. She is an honorary life member of the Kansas Parent Teacher Association and National History Distinguished Service Award. She's listed in the Great Personalities of the South and Who's Who of American Women. She is the author of Oklahoma, The World Around Us, a fourth grade textbook. Also, she's the author of Barefoot in Oklahoma Sticker Patch, Statesman or Rogue Elected to Be Served, that would be an interesting book to read, and Search for My Son, a Soldier Story of Shaping Oklahoma. Geneva is a member of the First Baptist Church of Edmond, and she moved to St. Anne's in December of 2001 and still continues to complete research and write books. In fact, she's working on another book right now. Today's News Radio 1000 KTOK Well Preserved salute goes to Geneva Hudson. She's 85 years young, and Geneva was nominated by Stephanie out at St. Anne's. Miss Geneva and a guest will be treated to lunch next week at Charleston's Restaurant. And of course, you guys know she will be chauffeured in the Well Preserved Cadillac. So, folks, these are always fun to get out and meet these people. And I love talking to Geneva. And I asked her, I said, so what do you like to do? And she said, well, my life is really dull. And then we got to talking about the books that she's written. This lady is not dull. She has given so much back to Oklahoma. And the books are very, very interesting. I would definitely advise people to read Statesman or Rogue, Elected to Serve, because it's about Oklahoma politicians and what they have done while they served Oklahoma. Kind of interesting, for sure, for sure. Saw an article back in January, and this is what it said. The Greater Cleveland Better Business Bureau has uncovered a mortgage elimination scheme believed to be victimizing area lenders while leaving homeowners facing dire consequences. The Dorian Group, headquartered in suburban Oakland, California, uses independent agents to promote its program. One such representative, Capital Creation Resource, described this program on its website. After paying a $3,000 fee, the homeowner agrees to place the title of their home in a family trust. Then, present the lender with a document that contains 40 to 50 legal challenges to the loan, dubbed the CPA report. This document outlines 40 and 50 claimed violations of federal laws committed by the lender. The lender must respond with proof of the validity of the loan. When the lender fails to respond, a power of attorney is filed, which gives the trustees the authority to act on the behalf of the lender using the power of attorney. A discharge of mortgage is filed certifying that the loan has been fully paid. Now, you need to think about what I just said. My guest this morning on the program is Richard Hager of American Home Appraisers. Richard is talking to us from Mercer Island, Washington, which is in Washington Strait. Richard travels the United States teaching mortgage fraud classes to attorneys, mortgage bankers, and appraisers. He is also a consultant to the FBI's new real estate fraud unit, which is staffed over 5,000 agents nationwide. Today, Mr. Hager comes to Well Preserved with Eunice Corey to teach you how to avoid this type of scam happening to you. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Eunice.
Well, I tell you, I read that article and I thought, how do people do stuff like this?
I think it's just the greed part on their side. How they do it, sometimes they're out there looking to help people, honestly out there, and they hear about something that if we shuffle some paperwork around, if we file the right documents, we can eliminate a mortgage. So some of the people are actually believers in this, and they go out and they start pushing it. But others, some of the people that originally started this, they're just scammers. They're out there to make a buck.
Not just a buck. They make a whole lot of bucks.
Yes, they make a whole lot of dollars. There's no question about this. And the situation that you're describing, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the Department of Treasury, the United States government, effectively multiple branches, has been issuing alerts against these scams since early 2002, saying how these shouldn't be allowed. They're all scams. Please don't fall victim for them. But unfortunately, not every person gets on the internet and goes reads the Department of Justice warning. So,
And you told me to go search on the internet also, and I did that this week, and there are several hits when you go to a mortgage elimination, and they've got cool websites.
Don't they?
I mean, they really sound and look like this could be a legitimate business.
Yes.
And walk you into it. But number one, the article from the Cleveland Better Business Bureau, and the reason that I'm bringing this to Oklahomans, this has actually happened to people here in Oklahoma. I have friends in Alabama that have heard about this scheme. We also have Well Preserved replicated in Jacksonville, Florida. It has happened in the Florida area and Tennessee. But you later advised me that this has happened in how many states?
I think it's in every state.
Okay.
And the Dorian group that we're aware of is at least in 10 different states, including here in Washington.
Okay.
So it's not localized to one state. The Dorian group that you were kind of started off with, they're in California, Nevada, Texas, North Carolina, Florida, Colorado, Washington, Idaho, and South Carolina.
Okay.
And each and every one of those states has issued cease and desist orders against this group. Idaho has filed charges against them. There is a multi-page indictment against them. And California has a multi-page indictment against them.
Okay. I'm real curious. How does somebody like the Dorian Group get a group of people together to get them excited about doing something like this?
Well, I've seen it a couple of ways. One of them that I had innocently bumped into was through a multi-level marketing company. The company was looking for a product to sell. Again, it could have been green goo or it could have been mortgage elimination. Didn't really matter. They were looking for a product. And one of the people from the Dorian Group came in and made a very, very nice presentation to them of, this is how we can do it. Come on down. We can help people. This is God's will that we come and help you eliminate the debt from the evil bank or whatever.
Right.
And it got the whole room actually kind of whipped up going, my gosh, what a neat way to eliminate or help people. And that's how they started it. And then they start coming up with all the slick paperwork and the documents and even have statements from attorneys saying how legal this is, how wonderful it is.
I know they refer to the UCC code, which is filed when you have any type of mortgage, you know, at the local courthouse.
Yes.
They keep referring to that document as illegal.
They can't. Well, that's the, you know, the scammers are always going to say, well, the government can't do this.
Right.
The bank can't do that. Well, that's very interesting. But we do come back to that golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rule. And the banks are there. They have made these rules. Our government has made the rule that you have to pay your debts.
This is true.
Period.
Yeah.
You borrow money against your house or your credit card, you need to pay it. And no amount of paperwork shuffling is going to eliminate that debt.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how these people talk.
No.
Not at all.
No. You were explaining to me the group meeting, as you say, they get you all excited. They point out that the bank is illegal. They're taking advantage of you. They resell your mortgage. So therefore, they don't actually own that mortgage. And you're just renting your home. And they convince people in a group that, you know, technically their mortgage is illegal. And get them all excited about getting involved. When a client gets involved, this can't be free. What? They got to pay something. What do they pay somebody like the Dorian Group, or do they have agents that they pay that person to get started on this process?
Well, we've got two parties that are involved here. One would be the group. In this case, let's use the Dorian Group
as
the example. But there's Bountiful, and there's the America's Advantage, and Goodbye Mortgage, and there's a half a dozen of them out there.
Okay.
So we have the group, and they want to be paid $5,000.
Okay.
And that's their upfront fee for helping take care of the paperwork for you. But for them to bring people in, they pay a commission to what we'll call runners or other agents, salespeople, and they send them out into, I've seen them on the street. They've handed out business cards. I can eliminate your debt.
Mm-hmm.
They have websites. So they actually try to create a sales force around this group and pay that sales force a commission to bring people in to help eliminate their debt.
Okay.
So there's a lot of money flowing up front, usually on the commission side.
Right.
So they will do it through a multi-level marketing company or, again, through the websites and the other things that we're saying. And these sales force, these runners, they are very believing of, we assume they're very believing of what's going on. And they come to you on the street or the websites with a very convincing, let me help you eliminate your debt.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dorian Group will help you set up that sort of thing, again, or others that are out there.
Okay. And when you actually get the client in, then they have to write a $5,000 check to start the process.
Yes.
That ought to alert you to something right there.
Right up front, you would think that it would be. But and when they do this in a group setting, particularly on some of the multi-level marketing side, it's almost like a mass hysteria of we can eliminate your debt, rah, sis, boom, bah. And, I don't know, people get caught up in it. And it's like, yes, let's go work for this. And yes, they start writing checks for $1,000, $3,000, $5,000, whatever they can get from you.
Right. And one of the things I have a real problem with is they say, you know, God is helping us do this for you.
Yeah.
And my comment is, probably need to read the Bible. You know, you're supposed to pay it off in 7 years. If you incur the debt, you know, it's your obligation. As I tell them, you shot it, Tarzan, you eat it, okay?
Yes.
You know? For sure. Really, it is unbelievable how this process unfolds, and later on in the program, we're going to go into detail about how people innocently can get pulled into mortgage elimination schemes. My guest this morning is Richard Hager of American Home Appraisers. He's talking to us from Mercer Island, Washington. And I have to tell you, listeners, this is very important to Mr. Hager. It's what time there right now?
It's 5:20 for me right now.
5:20, okay. He is dedicated to give this message out to people, so he is talking to us live. This is not a taped program this morning. You are listening to Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. I am your host, Eunice. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Hi, Oklahoma City. I'm Jerry V, and you can join Sean Kelly, the play-by-play voice, and myself, I'm the analyst, for NBA basketball on 1000 KTOK.
Your home of the New Orleans, Oklahoma City Hornets, 1000 KTOK.
This ain't a winter show. This is a Christmas show. We're not going to be PC here.
The Glenn Beck Christmas show is coming to town.
Give me a sleigh bell. Anybody have a sleigh bell?
But you better buy tickets early, because if you wait for Santa to show up at the mall and whisper in his ear, "I want Glenn Beck Christmas show tickets," guess what? You'll be too late and probably end up with gym socks.
Who has a freaking sleigh bell?
Tickets go on sale October 24th. For complete tour schedule and ticket information, log on to glennbeck.com. Brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Presented by News Radio 1000, KTOK.
You invested a fortune in your kids' teeth, and now they have beautiful smiles, but you're still doing the old hide-behind-the-hand smile. Call Dr. Terry Bass at 848-7780. Your visit will be pleasant and comfortable because Dr. Bass uses the most up-to-date materials and techniques, but applies them with the chairside manner that can only be developed over decades of helping people smile again, and smile big. Change your smile. Change your life. Call Dr. Terry Bass, 848-7780.
Need a spiritual lift? Tune in to Living in the Moment with Marianne Morgan, Saturday night from 10 till midnight on 1000 KTOK.
The Boone General Store at 115 East Reno in Bricktown is holding their grand opening this Saturday with lowered prices. In addition to terrific clothing and jewelry, the Boone General Store has homemade fudge, caramel apples, and other goodies. The Boone General Store is the Oklahoma exclusive dealer for Relios Native American jewelry from New Mexico. See the gigantic saddle that belongs to Oklahoma's 8th Governor, Leon Phillips. The D&D horse-drawn carriages stop right at the front door, where the West has the best. The Boone General Store, 115 East Reno, in Bricktown.
Dave Ramsey here, and you're listening to Eunice Corey, the queen bee of long-term care health insurance, right here in Oklahoma.
News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. Yep, that's my buddy Dave Ramsey. We're talking about mortgage elimination programs this morning, and when I mentioned that to Dave, this is what he said. Are you freaking crazy? Don't you know that's illegal? Folks, can you just hear him saying that on the radio? But my concern is, I work for a number of seniors here in Oklahoma. God love them. They're the most trusting individuals in the world. My guest this morning is Richard Hager of American Home Appraisers. He's live with us today from Mercer Island, Washington. Richard travels the United States teaching mortgage fraud classes to attorneys, mortgage bankers, and appraisers. Richard, you're also a consultant to the FBI on their new real estate fraud unit, aren't you?
Well, I have done some consulting for them.
Okay.
And when I'm doing my classes, the state of Washington finds it so important that these classes and this education get out there that they are nice enough to grant me access to the FBI and will actually request that an FBI agent come to these classes and be my guest speaker when I'm talking to these people. So it's been very nice for that. And then while they're around, we can have some discussions of how things are going on in our, both of our worlds. And it's a very nice exchange back and forth between us and, frankly, the various people in the government.
Mm-hmm. Before we went on break, we were talking about that these mortgage elimination groups, they get together in a large group. They get you all excited that they can eliminate your mortgage or your debts. Then the next process is the person that's interested in getting involved, you pay a fee. It could be $3,000. Typically, it's $5,000. What is the next process after the fee is paid? What happens next?
Well, somebody who's very well-dressed, who's very businesslike, comes to you with a packet with a lot of documents, and they're wonderful-looking documents. I have some in my possession here from a local group in Seattle trying to do this. And they start off with the non-disclosure agreements. That's one of them, that you can't tell anybody else about this. You must keep this quiet of the documents. So that's the first attempt at trying to keep you quiet. Then they'll
That's
also
the second clue.
Yeah, there's the second clue on this one. Don't tell anybody, but it's a great thing, and we have a website about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will come up with a professional services agreement that says, we are going to be your agent, we are going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the documents, no matter where in here, there is usually a quit claim deed that signs over ownership of your property to this company.
That's
the big one.
That's the big one. So
that's the big one. No matter what else you see, that's in there. They are saying, go ahead and sign it. Not to worry. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sign over the ownership of the property to a trust or to our group. In mm-hmm. fact, the Dorian Group isn't even a licensed group in California where they say they are. Mm-hmm. It's no matter what, it's a transfer of ownership from you, the homeowner, to something or someone else. And that is key to this. They want to get your house away from you.
Okay. After they get the house away from you, they have your quitclaim deed. You still have a mortgage on the property.
Yep.
What is the next step?
Now, here's where it can be a little bit of a change depending upon the group. So one group, the Dorian, is talking about where they will send a series of demand letters to a bank demanding that they prove that there's this debt
mm-hmm.
Or other documentation. And when the bank doesn't respond, because the bank looks at this as it's a joke,
right.
Then they say there's proof that you no longer have your debt.
Mm-hmm.
They then sometimes will transfer ownership of your property into, once it's into this trust, they say, there it is, it's free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll encourage the homeowner to go out and get a new mortgage and split the proceeds of the new mortgage with this group. The group gets half, the homeowner gets half. But notice the key here, it's this group, these scammers, get half of the new mortgage.
So if you're mortgaging a house and in Oklahoma, some of the nicer areas, it's not uncommon to have $150,000 to $200,000. So this trust that you don't know from Sikkim is getting half of
yes.
the interest of your home.
Absolutely.
They go bye-bye afterwards, don't they?
Correct, because here you are the homeowner. You have your first debt, your first lien on the house. It's still there. The mortgage has not gone away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they've told you it's gone away.
Right.
And the paperwork is convincing. Then they convince you to go off and get a second mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And another bank is quite often innocently there, and they lend you the money, and they put it on your house. What they don't understand is the paperwork, even though it's confusing, you now have two mortgages on your house.
I'm curious, how does the loan process proceed on the second mortgage? Because it usually takes about 30 days to close a loan. You have an appraiser that goes out?
Absolutely.
Is there not a red flag there or anything like that?
No, because they're showing this as, in some of these, is that the property has been transferred to a trust, that
mm-hmm.
there's this new owner, and they don't show any liens. So the homeowner is encouraged to go get a new mortgage on the property.
Okay.
They'll help them. They'll even point them to the mortgage brokers or banks to do this.
Hmm.
And they go through a normal, everyday process that they send out an appraiser, they'll do a credit report on you, they prepare the paperwork. And the whole time, this second bank is believing that this is a nice, normal, you know, middle of America sort of house.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not tipped off to anything.
So whose name is the property in on the second mortgage?
Most of the time, it's hidden in some sort of a trust.
Okay.
And they will use the names like a trust or a corporation or an LLC.
Okay.
And they tell the homeowner that the homeowner, is in charge of that trust, that owns that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling the bank, the second bank, this very same thing, that this homeowner is here and here's our paperwork that shows it. And while the homeowner may look like they're in charge, the reality is the scammers own that trust.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have the property owner has signed over ownership to the trust. They think they own it. From outward appearances,
mm-hmm.
it looks like it. But the reality is the scammer owns the house quite often. And then the scammer, in one variation of this, just simply turns around and starts selling the house out to as many people as he can.
And we're going to talk about that when we get back from break, because this has actually happened right here in Oklahoma City, folks. My guest today is Richard Hager of American Home Appraisers, all the way from Mercer Island, Washington. We're talking about mortgage elimination. As Dave says, the only way you pay your bills off is you get the checkbook out, honey. You write a check every month. And Grandma always said, if it sounds too good to be true, darling, it ain't true. But people get into these innocently, so stay tuned to find out how you don't need to get involved in this at all. You're listening to Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. I am your host, Eunice. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Thank you. Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton. Determining their country's future, Iraqis heading to the polls to vote on their country's draft constitution. Insurgents trying to stop them.
A few polling stations targeted, but no major incidents. Security forces clamping down, closing all roads to private vehicles, and imposing an overnight curfew.
Fox's Scott Heidler. Bird flu has spread to Europe. Infected birds in Romania confirmed as carrying the deadly H5N1 strain.
What we worry about is that this virus, which is now largely an animal disease, will mutate, will change in a way that makes it a disease that affects primarily humans.
Dick Thomas of the World Health Organization. Swiss pharmaceutical company Roche donating 20,000 packs of its Tamiflu drug to Turkey to protect workers who may come in contact with infected poultry. The deadly virus confirmed in Turkey earlier this week. The company also giving 2,400 packs of the drug to Romania. Fox News, we report, you decide.
From the KTOK Weather Center and Eyewitness News 5's Rick Mitchell, we'll have increasing clouds throughout the day today. Highs will be in the low 80s. Tonight will be partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy again. Highs will get back up into the low 80s. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows will be in the upper 50s. And on Monday, mostly sunny. Highs will be in the mid 80s. From the KTOK Weather Center, I'm Jacqueline Scott.
The news you need, when you need it. Oklahoma counts on 1000 KTOK. News when it happens. We are 1000 KTOK. Depend on it.
Jen, I just found the best way to meet single guys. It's called One Special Love.
Ugh, internet dating is too impersonal.
This is totally different. You can use the computer by logging on to onespeciallove.com or call on the phone.
The phone?
Last night, I called 866-614-7777 and talked to a great guy. He was so nice, and he had a picture posted. I logged on, checked him out, and he was hot.
How much is the monthly membership fee?
There is no membership fee. I created my profile for free and started receiving messages right away. You have to try it. Onespeciallove.com. 866-614-7777.
Hypnosis works.
I was a non-smoker when I walked out of there.
Hypnosis works. Call 800-735-6907.
I've lost a little over 50 pounds.
Internationally acclaimed hypnotherapist John Morgan will be at the Clarion Meridian Hotel, I-40 at Meridian, Thursday, October 20th.
It works right off.
Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m., weight loss at 8 p.m. Sessions are affordable at $59.95.
It's just amazing.
Stop smoking forever or lose weight and keep it off. Call 800-735-6907.
Hypnosis will be your success story.
800-735-6907.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
Dave Ramsey here, well-preserved with Eunice Corey. Just like Eunice, the show is all about preserving your health, your wealth, and your freedom to live your life your way.
News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. I am your host, Eunice. My guest on the long line from Mercer Island, Washington this morning is Richard J. Hager of American Home Appraisers. Richard travels the United States teaching mortgage fraud classes to attorneys, mortgage bankers, and appraisers. Our topic today is mortgage elimination. Earlier in the program, we were talking about how people get excited about getting involved in a mortgage elimination scam. And folks, it is a scam. If you've been contacted or if you've been solicited on something like this, I encourage you to write these two numbers down. Jane Wheeler is the Consumer Protective Agent at the Attorney General's Office, and her number is 521-3921. Our own District Attorney's Office, West Lane, right here in Oklahoma County, 713-1600. It's better to call these people and ask before something gets done. Richard, before we went on break, we were going through the process of what happens once a person gets involved in this. They pay a fee up front, then the trust, they quit claim their home over to a trust, then the trust is in charge.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Then the trust tells the client that their mortgage has been eliminated and encourages them to go out and get another loan.
Yes.
So now we have two loans on the house.
That's one of the problems right there. The two loans are still there.
Mm-hmm.
It may take a little while for the paperwork through all the recorded documents and all the official things that these people throw. They create a paperwork blizzard, if you will. And it's very confusing, but it does take a little time, and it does sort itself out. And at the end of the day, quite often in these schemes, one of two things has happened. Either you have two loans on this house, and these scammers have taken half of the money because they said we'd split it with you. When you refinance it the second time, you keep half the money, and we get half the money. So they get an upfront fee, they get half of the money, the proceeds from your second mortgage, and they're gone. The other side of this that we have seen is that since you have signed over your house to this trust or other group, you no longer own your house. And they turn around and sell it. And now you're on the street.
Okay. But the interesting thing about this, they don't just sell it to one person.
No. No, we have seen where they have sold it multiple times because they've got it. So they're out kind of with the same thing going, how would you like to buy an investment property? You too can buy it 50 cents on the dollar. And they're out there trying to sell it as fast as they can to as many people as they can. And then they try to do the closing on the same day so that all of the various escrow offices or title officers will not know that the sale is going on. So there have been instances where a house has been sold five times all on the same day. So the scammer, maybe he got some of your money from a loan, and if he didn't, then maybe he sold your house three, four, five times to different people for 10 cents on the dollar, for 50 cents on the dollar, whatever they can squeeze out of it, and then they're gone.
And then they're out of there.
Yes.
Well, we were talking earlier about the Dorian Group, but you're telling me that there are other trusts. There's one called the Oxford Trust.
Yes.
That sounds pretty legitimate.
Highfalutin, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good deal.
Oh, absolutely. You've got it under the Oxford Trust. They have it literally a variety. We have one here again in Washington. It's called Bountiful Mortgage Freedom Group. And actually, they're still doing some advertising on the internet, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that on there.
Don't you love them? I have some of their documents in my possession right now.
Well, it's very sad that people want, you know, they really want to get rid of their debt and everything, but as I said again, the only way you get rid of your debt is you write a check every month or you go sell it.
That's right.
I mean, one of two ways, that's the easy. No, it's not easy. It's hard.
No, and that's the part. Everybody wants an easy way. I mean, we all do. I want to open a can. I want to use a can opener. I don't want to rip it open with my teeth. I want something easy.
Right. Let's just go do the easy way out. But they play on people's emotions. They say that, you know, God wants you to get rid of this and really hit some hot buttons, you know, with seniors especially, because these people come across as good Christian folks. You know, these banks and these mortgage companies are taking advantage of you. They sell your loan. They don't even own your loan. You know, and unfortunately, people believe that.
Yes.
And they end up on the street and with two mortgages.
That's the thing. They, you know, these people, at the very top of this pyramid, they know what they're doing. They've got to. The paperwork is too slick. I don't think any attorney would create it. They say they're the Oxford Trust, the Baylor Trust, the Universal Trust Services. They're using all these names. And then they're not really a corporation. According to the California indictment, they're simply a bunch of people that are calling themselves the Dorian Group. They don't seem to have any business licenses. So the person at the top, it appears that they've got it in down that if we don't have a company, there's no way to find us. But now it's all of the runners, the sales force underneath them. Some of these people are true believers.
And that's the other sad part. They're really believing on this, and you use people. But I've always come from the old school. I check things out. And I know on this Dorian Trust, one of the guys that was in it, I think it was Scott Heineman, he was in jail like 15 years ago for fraud.
Yes.
So he just developed another plan. He came out with a better deal for people, for sure, for sure. This morning we are talking about mortgage elimination. Folks, it's not legal at all. My guest is Richard Hager of American Home Appraisers, right out of Mercer Island, Washington. And you know the drill. We will be back. This is Well Preserved with Eunice Corey, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Gary Henry, the Home Repair Show.
Bill, good morning.
Good morning. New construction.
Yep.
Garage door, insulated or not.
Are you going to be heating your garage and using it?
I'm going to be using it. I've already had the garage insulated.
Okay, I would do the door then.
Not the breaker, but it's a little switch on the plug, and I can't get it to reset.
This was a ground fault interrupter.
Now, you also could go out and check in the garage to make sure that there isn't a
breaker. Saturdays, 8 till 10 on News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Hi, I'm Attorney General Drew Edmondson. My job is to see that all of us take responsibility for our actions. As parents, your role is to make the rules for your kids. You lead by example, especially when it comes to underage drinking. Hosting a drinking party for teens is illegal. Even if it's a special occasion and you insist on holding the keys, you're sending teens a dangerous message. You're saying it's okay to ignore the law. Stopping underage drinking starts with all of us. Don't provide alcohol to minors.
Part of being well-preserved is that attitude of gratitude. So I want to say thanks to Dr. Chris Hummel and all the people at Hummel Eye Associates who work so hard to make sure their patients are just as happy as I am. I'm a Hummel patient, and I see better today because of it. If you're looking for a good, reputable, careful eye doctor, then call mine, Dr. Chris Hummel, at 755-6111. I've always been treated with respect at Hummel Eye Associates, and you will too. If you want to see better, see Hummel. Call 755-6111.
In Oklahoma or around the world, count on News Radio 1000 KTOK and Fox News Radio.
In the past, upscale retirement living always boiled down to the same old two choices: a big buy-in with monthly dues, sacrificing any hope of equity, or renting. Touchmark offers the third option, one with all the amenities and freedom of the executive Coffee Creek rental, but with the opportunity to benefit from Edmunds' rising real estate market. To learn how you can enjoy carefree retirement living without abandoning the financial savvy that got you there in the first place, call Shelley at Touchmark of Coffee Creek at 340-1975. That is Shelley at 340-1975.
This is the final night of big time racing at State Fair Speedway. Extreme Super Nationals has brought big time racing to Oklahoma City this weekend with open wheel dirt track modifieds in a $25,000 to win race. You heard me right. Over 125 open wheel dirt track modifieds featuring hard charging competitors like Fort Worth's George White, full time pro Jason Hughes, and Oklahoma City's big dog Randy Tim. Racing at State Fair Speedway, 25 grand to win. Extreme Super Nationals is proud to lend support to Child Help USA with the help of BACA. Their aim is to stop child abuse. Proceeds from this and other events will go to help Child Help USA. So come out to State Fair Speedway tonight. See great racing capped off with a $25,000 to win. Amen. Support a wonderful cause. Maybe win an 05 Chevy Colorado pickup. It's big time racing tonight, State Fair Speedway.
Dave Ramsey here, and you're listening to Eunice Corey, the queen bee of long-term care health insurance, right here in Oklahoma.
This is Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. I am your host, Eunice, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Today, we have an interesting topic. We're talking about mortgage elimination. And some of you listeners may think, you know, people couldn't do that. They really wouldn't do that. But what these groups that solicit people, they get you all excited thinking that your mortgage is illegal. Richard Hager has worked a number of these cases. He is our guest this morning, all the way from Mercer Island, Washington. Richard, I really appreciate you getting up early in the morning because this program is not taped today. It is live. But you have a just tons and tons of expertise to share with the listeners here in Oklahoma. Yep. Number one, they get solicited.
Yep.
Yep. Then they sign their deed. They quit claim their deed over to a trust.
Yes.
And they sign a statement, a confidential, statement? Do not talk about this to anyone.
Correct.
Yes. And those issues right there should be a huge red flag to any homeowner.
Absolutely. No question it should be. Unfortunately, it's quite often masked by incredibly slick brochures, mm-hmm. very nice, very, very believable people that sometimes these salespeople, they believe in what they're doing, so mm-hmm. they're very passionate sales, mm-hmm. and that transfers across to these homeowners. It's after the fact that a lot of these salespeople find out that they were schnookered, if you will, mm-hmm. And then obviously the homeowners, unfortunately, find this out, and it is happening way too often, and it is an incredible growing scam right now, partially because of the Internet allows a perpetuation, a way of advertising, and gives some sort of fake validity to these mm-hmm. people. So they're out there. And again, their advertising is great, and once you get into this and you're signing this over, they keep the fervor up. They don't just take your money and run. They might even hang around for a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah. Thank
help
you very
you
much.
Sell it to the next person.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we sold it. Everything is as he says. Absolutely. We mm-hmm. eliminated our debt. We got this second mortgage on it. Mm-hmm. Here's the cash in my hand. You betcha I paid this guy half of it because I've eliminated my debt.
Mm-hmm.
And now this person who thinks they're successfully eliminated the debt, they are selling it to their neighbors, their family, whoever else. They're in their church.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this gets going, this scammer, he's just, you know, now a block away, then two. And then pretty soon, if it gets a little hot for him in California or Idaho or North Carolina, then he's off to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he goes away, and you can't find him, and the websites don't work, and the phone numbers, my gosh, they're a cell phone, so
right.
you know, get himself a new one.
Right, just go get another one the next day for
yeah.
sure. I encourage people, if you are approached by any entity that tells you about this good deal to get rid of your mortgage, as Dave says, you know, you pay it off. You write a check, you pay it off. That's the only way we get rid of our mortgages. I have the number to the Attorney General's office right here in the state. Jane Wheeler is in charge of Consumer Protective. The number is 521-3921. Our own district attorney's office, West Lane, 713-1600. I encourage you, check it out before you do something like this, because this is probably one of my customers' biggest possession is their home, for sure. And some of them still have a mortgage. But Richard, you get to travel the United States and make
yes.
people aware of this.
Yes.
You teach courses to make mortgage bankers aware. Appraisers have to be on the front line when something like this is going on.
Absolutely. We're out there, and in fact, we had a meeting yesterday with the National Association of Professional Mortgage Women,
mm-hmm.
and they are people in the banking business,
mm-hmm.
whether it's an owner of a mortgage brokerage company or the president of a bank, and they had a Western conference yesterday, and I did the six-hour fraud class, which mm-hmm. is not teaching them fraud, but showing them how to recognize it.
Right.
And showing them how extensive this problem is. The FBI sees that this problem has increased 500% in the last 3 years.
Well, bottom line, it may sound like a good deal on the front end, but this is what causes the trickle-down effect to consumers. It will cost you and me later on down the road if something is not done on this problem.
We have cities, Indianapolis, for instance, that has several pockets of this that went on because the neighbors all told the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and now they're in a huge foreclosure problem. And there's certain areas in many towns across the United States that the foreclosures are massive because
mm-hmm.
of this and others sort of scheme. And we're seeing some of our cities, the inner cities, rot away, not because people they want to leave or there's a problem. It's because they're losing their houses in foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
which obviously starts a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do not stop it, we do not halt it right here and now, we may see some cities literally just be hollowed out,
mm-hmm.
shells of what they should have been.
Well, and it's very, very sad, but the other high ticket or not that would alert me is when these companies come in and, you know, they start coming in on Christian faith and, you know, this is the right thing to do. And I'm telling people, go look at your Bible. I don't think it says anything out there about flipping your mortgage out. It just doesn't happen. It does not happen.
Correct.
My guest this morning is Richard Hager of American Home Appraisers. We are talking about mortgage elimination. Folks, the only way you can pay your mortgage off is get your checkbook out, write a check. That's the way it happens for sure. You are listening to Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. I am your host, Eunice. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Get your fill every weekday morning.
There are four basic food groups in radio, by the way. Sugar, salt, caffeine, and aspirin.
Mullins in the Morning and Oklahoma's First News. Weekdays beginning at 5:30 a.m. on 1000 KTOK.
So, there you have it.
This Thursday through Monday, save 30% on high-quality paints and stains during the October Savings Event at Sherwin-Williams. Save on Duration premium coatings and custom order wallpaper, too. Ask how, ask now, ask Sherwin-Williams. For locations, visit sherwinwilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
How would you like to go to Branson for Christmas? Well, News Radio 1000 KTOK Well Preserved Coach will be leaving on November the 18th, and we'll be back on the 20th. The total trip cost for a double is $333 and a single is $450. To make reservations, you only need to put up a $50 deposit. You can call 741-8463. Hey, all we have to do is get on the coach, but you first have to call for reservations. That number is 741-8463.
Stay tuned for the Home Repair Show, next at 8 on News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Have you heard? There's something unique brewing in Edmond. It's Touchmark at Coffee Creek, Edmond's newest resort-style retirement community. Touchmark offers an entirely new world of options and choices brimming with exciting possibilities. You'll enjoy totally carefree living in luxury single-level homes and the most spacious retirement apartments in Edmond. You won't want to miss this rare opportunity to choose your own special blend of lifestyle choices. Your interests drive the options we offer, so it's really all about you, your life. Just get on the list for your hard hat tour while the best choices are still available. We're now taking reservations and deposits, so stop in for a little Java with Shelley and set up a tour. Touchmark at Coffee Creek, resort-style retirement living, just east of Kelly, next to the post office on Covell in Edmond. For more information, call 340-1975. That's 340-1975.
Dave Ramsey here, Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. Just like Eunice, the show is all about preserving your health, your wealth, and your freedom to live your life your way.
News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Well Preserved with Eunice Corey. I am your host, Eunice. This morning, we've been talking to Richard Hager of American Home Appraisers. Richard is calling us live from Mercer Island, Washington. Richard, the program just goes too fast. This problem is so complex. But bottom line, mortgage elimination, is it legal?
No.
Okay.
Period.
People do not need to get involved in this unless you want to give your home to somebody else.
If that's your plan, then there's better ways of doing it.
Yeah, right. There's ways that you can benefit if you want to do that.
If you want to do it to people who can benefit and use it as opposed to these scammers who are taking money across the United States, yes, yes. But the only way to eliminate your debt is to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
Or sell the house and then pay it off. But in either case, it's pay it off and no amount of paperwork.
Right.
No amount of paperwork shuffling is going to solve that problem.
Right. And if people get involved in this, selling their house later on could be a problem.
Yes.
And as I've said again, my seniors, their homes, that's one of their biggest assets, and they need to really protect that. Folks, this problem has happened in, Richard tells me, every state in the United States. It has happened here in Oklahoma City and the Tulsa area. We are heading to Jacksonville, Florida today with this CD. Well Preserved is replicated there in Jacksonville. So it's a huge problem in the states that seem to have a lot of seniors. Well, just mortgage owners, folks that have a mortgage on their property. It sounds like a good deal, but watch out. Isn't that right, Richard?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I do appreciate so much you getting up early this morning, because I know it's an eye-opener.
By the way. I was up at 3 so that I could be functioning by 4.
Functioning
and,
by
and
4.
Start the phone call, yes.
I understand. We have to get our vocal cords going in the morning. Folks, if you're solicited or you've been contacted by a program like this, it doesn't have to be the Dorian Group. They have some really cool names. Please contact Jane Wheeler with a Consumer Protective at the Attorney General's Office, 521-3921, or our own district attorney right here in Oklahoma County, West Lane, 713-1600. Richard, you enjoy the day. I hope it's a beautiful day in Washington. It's going to be right here in Oklahoma City, okay?
Have fun there.
All right.
Okay.
Listen, folks, we've had a ton of people call us about Medicare Part D in the office. The packets will be available on November the 15th, so do check back with us at that time. We cannot give the packets out before November the 15th. There will be a number of workshops right here in Oklahoma City to let people know the different benefits that are available. As always, my thanks to Mike Gannon. He gets me through the program in the morning. Richard is one awesome, awesome guy. He is with American Home Appraisers. He goes all over the United States teaching mortgage bankers, teaching attorneys, teaching appraisers how to respond to fraud. You know, my thought for the day, God made you an original, not a copy. I am your host, Eunice Corey, reminding you old age ain't for sissies. Be well preserved. And here's my darling granddaughter.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Well Preserved is intended to give general advice related to the subjects discussed on the show and is not meant to replace the advice of any professional, such as your attorney, CPA, or insurance agent.
This is News Radio 1000 KTOK, Oklahoma City, and Information Radio 1340 KEBC Midwest City. your information and news authority.
Polls close soon in Iraq. I'm Jacqueline Scott at the News Radio 1000 KDOK News Center. Voting in Iraq for the country's new constitution is nearing an end. The polls will be closing soon. People have been standing in line by the hundreds. Insurgents attacked five polling stations in Baghdad, wounding seven voters. Thousands of debt-ridden Americans are lining up in federal offices to beat the bankruptcy law changes going into effect on Monday. Michael Desmond reports.
People were lined up an hour early to file. Many didn't bring a picture ID or the right paperwork and had to leave, then come back to go through security a second time. Tom Willingham of Albany, Oregon, had about 50 people in front of him. Why did he wait until today?
Bad planning on my part.
Starting Monday, changes to federal bankruptcy law will make it harder and more expensive for you to file. Willingham says he wanted to be sure and get his paperwork in before the deadline.
I was going to get a lawyer, but I didn't have the money, basically, before the deadline, so I needed to get it done.
Nationally, about 30,000 people file bankruptcy a week, but in the first 3 days of this week, more than 100,000 filed. Michael Desmond, Portland.
Oklahoma County District Attorney Wes Lane files a rape charge against a coach at Seaworth Academy School in Oklahoma City. Spokeswoman Debbie Forshee says the 15-year-old girl claims 28-year-old Kelvin Hobbs raped her last May.
She was an office aide or in a position, you know, somewhat like that, a very good student, well thought of.
She says the victim told Vice Principal Terrence Rogers the next day. She says he tried to convince the girl not to tell police because it would make the school look bad. He's been charged with failure to report the rape of a minor child. Several hundred pink-ribboned walkers are congregating at this hour in Bricktown for the 12th annual Komen Race for the Cure Walk. Director of the OU Breast Institute, Ann Archer, says the University of Oklahoma hopes to field the largest team this year to raise awareness of how to beat breast cancer.
One of the most important things that's caused a 45% reduction in mortality is early detection.
The mile-long walk starts at 8:45 in front of the SBC Bricktown Ballpark. The first 3 days of the lottery in Oklahoma saw more than $5 million in tickets sold. The Lottery Commission expects nearly $65 million in net revenue by next July. It says the number of outlets is now close to 1,300, and another 300 have won authority to begin sales. Celebrating the life and work of Fern Holland, that's what an exhibit being held at Daddy Hinkle's Steakhouse in Oklahoma City is doing. KTOK's Mary Beth Henschel has more.
CEO of Daddy Hinkle's, Lee Merrifield, says the exhibit features artifacts, awards, and papers of Holland, who worked hard at home and abroad to give women a voice.
Her life was dedicated to helping to make the world a better place.
She says the exhibit is free and starts at 6 o'clock tonight in the restaurant at 100 East California Avenue in Oklahoma City. I'm Mary Beth Henschel, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
A guilty plea in the tax commission scandal. More from KTOK's Jerry Bonin.
A former tax commission auditor pleading guilty for a third time in the truck tag scandal and drawing a 5-year suspended prison sentence from an Oklahoma County District Court judge. Leon Qualls Jr. had made his first guilty plea 2 years ago, and at that time was sent to prison for 2 years. He took bribes from truckers and in turn gave them false truck registration bills. Now he's going to testify against a second man who'd also been indicted by a multi-county grand jury in the same scandal. I'm Jerry Bonin, News Radio 1000 KTOK.
It's almost time for the forecast. That's coming up next.
Top three reasons for remodeling right now. Number three, the smile I get from brushing my teeth in a new bathroom. Number two, all my recipes taste better in a brand new kitchen. And number one, get it sooner, pay for it later.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing throughout the store and 10% off your first purchase when you open a new account. Only through October 23rd. Only.